The marriage rate in our country is disconcertingly low, with only 30% of marriage-age people being married. So when we hear about a young couple wanting to get married, we get excited. However, is it wise to get married while still at university? We'll give our opinions on the next Family Matters. Please stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A young man wrote to us asking this question. Should my girlfriend and I get married before I graduate from university? We're both mature Christians and we've both made a commitment to sexual purity before marriage. We've been dating for about 5 months, and after much prayer, we've decided to get married in 2 years. Our parents approve of our plans, but mine disagree about the timing. I am 19 years old and in my first year of studies, and they think we should wait until I finish my degree. My parents have always been strict and controlling, and I feel that this is basically an issue of their personal preference. What do you think? You're facing a decision that requires careful consideration and keen discernment. We're happy to have this opportunity to help you sort out the various pros and cons of the question. Let's begin by looking at the positive aspects of your situation. You and your girlfriend appear to have a good foundation upon which to build a solid relationship. The two of you have made a commitment to pursue sexual purity, which is another strong point in your favor. You've also got your parents' support, at least in the general sense. They must agree that the two of you make a good match, and that's a hopeful sign. On the other side of things, it may not be wise to make a decision about marriage at 19 years of age, especially when you and your girlfriend have only dated for a short amount of time. This is where the need for discernment comes in. Psychological research demonstrates that in the first 3 to 6 months of a relationship, couples are in the infatuation stage. During this stage, the brain releases chemicals called endorphins, which contribute to a heightened sense of happiness and well-being. Endorphins are the same chemical responsible for the high that many runners feel during a run or immediately afterwards. During the infatuation stage, a person is basically in love with being in love. He is unlikely to view his dating partner or their relationship realistically. This is why we usually advise couples, especially younger ones, to date for at least a year before getting engaged. Generally speaking, then, we'd encourage you to wait a bit. You've already told us that you're planning to hold off on marriage for a couple of years, and we want to affirm you in that decision. But we'd like to emphasize that it might be a good idea to approach the first half of that period as a courtship rather than an engagement. In other words, we think it would be wise to take some time to get to know each other on a much deeper level before locking yourselves into a commitment. Although your marriage might work out fine if you marry during college, your chances for success will greatly increase if you give your relationship an extra year or two. But don't overdo it. If you postpone marriage too long, you may be setting yourselves up for a host of other complications and difficulties that are much better avoided. In particular, the pressure to engage in premarital sex will tend to increase with time. Meanwhile, you can greatly increase your chances for marital success if you commit to a structured premarital counseling program. Ask about premarital counseling at your church or contact Focus on the Family's counseling department for referrals to marriage therapists or counselors practicing in your area and some great resources we have to offer. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za. Based on the facts we've given, here's what we'd suggest. First, date your girlfriend for at least a year before considering engagement. Second, make an appointment with a Christian counselor and commit to premarital counseling before you buy the ring and pop the question. Third, consider the wisdom of your parents' advice to wait until after you've graduated to get married. They know you better than you may think they do, and they probably have good reasons for recommending that you finish studies before plunging into marriage. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.